You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's always really exciting when an artist that you have absolutely adored for a long, long time says, we're going to put out another album, we're doing another album. About to be released. And not only that, they take time out of their busy schedule to talk to BFM. Good morning, James Lavelle.
Hey.
How are you, my friend? Thanks very much for talking to BFM,
right.
BFM this morning.
I'm in the evening. I think you're in the morning, but yeah, I'm late at night.
Spanning the globe. Thank you. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, man. I'm a huge fan of your music. I'm a huge fan of your art. I'm a huge fan of all your stuff you've done. Woo! And it's exciting to hear there's new music on the horizon. A brand new album called The Road
Part 1.
Songs for the Deaf.
Out tomorrow. Yeah, is it Friday where you are now? Is it Friday?
Friday morning, yeah.
Yeah, so it's out today for you guys, yeah.
Been a wee while since you did an album?
Sorry?
It's been a wee while since you recorded an album?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it's been so long. I mean, well...
You don't need to apologise. Don't feel like you need to apologise.
It's been quite a while, yeah. It's been a while, yeah.
You are, for people who don't know, you are a man of many talents, and you've got your irons in many different fires. This album was inspired by you were curating a festival in London. Is that right? Inspired this album?
Well, I curated a festival called Meltdown, which is kind of like it's on the South Bank in London, which is one of the most beautiful sort of parts of London's skyline, and it's where a lot of the great music venues are, like the Royal Festival Hall. It's a real cultural part of London, and every year it's curated by a different musician. This year was MIA. Previous to me were people like David Bowie, Morrissey, Ornette Coleman, you know, Massive Attack, Nick Cave, etc. So I curated that in 2014, and it was a kind of catalyst for starting working on a new record in many ways, just because it was very inspiring, humbling. I met a lot of very interesting people, and it just gave me the kind of, you know, the desire to go back and sort of take what I'd taken from there and amongst other things and make a record, you know.
When you were young, growing up, but what sort of records did you, were your essential sort of top five records that you must have at all times? that started
when
off.
When I was growing up.
Yeah, you know, that started off your sort of you know, your love of music.
Well, I started with hip hop, so it was kind of Grandmaster Flash and Bambaataa, and then went on to things like Run DMC and other Def Jam artists, and then went into sort of the world of Massive Attack, and whilst that was happening, the world of Acid House, and also sort of going back to records like James Brown and sampling, etc. So, yeah, my, you know, by about sort of 18, my musical universe exploded because I'd experienced so many different things and moved to London. So, yeah, but I primarily grew up on sort of electronic, whether it's hip hop or acid house, and then from that got more into the wonderful universe of music that exists all around us.
And that's what I love about your music so much, is that it feels like you're drawing from all sorts of every single spectrum, yeah, every single part of the musical spectrum, and just making really fresh, original stuff. And you get to work with some of the greatest people in the world, some of the greatest musicians in the world. And you did a great live show when you came and played out here. Yeah, so it's not only, it doesn't
really
only sound good on record,
amazing
it,
people.
You know, played well live, which I thought was cool, so cool. And who've got on this album?
On this record, there is Mark Lanigan, Leela Moss, I've worked with before, Twiggy from Manson, Troy, John from Queens, Chris Goss, Elliot Power, Yeezy, Mink, Will Malone, myself, I'll forget, Keaton Henson, Esker, quite a lot of different people, as usual.
Do you go out when you make a record? Do you think, right, who can I get to work on this, or does it just sort of all fall into place as you're building the sound of the record?
It's a combination of both, but I think mainly it just sort of falls into place. You know, has a strange habit of things just happen for the right reasons. You know.
And what's your role as? Are you songwriter? Are you conductor? Are you sort of? Arranger,
combination. I mean, I wrote a lot of lyrics on the records. I, you know, produce and I wrote a lot of the music on the record. I'm not a programmer, but I sang on the record, play on the record. So yeah, combination. But this record, wrote a lot more lyrics on this record. You know, for other people, etc. So yeah,
geared towards anything in particular?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, this personal situation. There's also, I think, probably the reoccurring theme throughout most of the artists that collaborate on this record, things that we talk about when we're in the studio, is just sort of this weird world that we find ourselves in, trying to work out sometimes our place in it and what it all means, and especially in this sort of very virtual world that we live in, you know.
When you started out, you say, like you say, you know, your background was hip-hop, it's very street, very urban. Do you find with more success that you have to search for the urban feeling in your music more?
This record, it was very much about just going back to a lot of one's roots, and also I was working with a lot of younger people, so that kind of brought a certain kind of energy and connection to certain places and stuff, but not really. No, I feel pretty rooted in my sort of urbanness, in the sense of, you know, I still have my own ups and downs, I have my problems. You live life. Life is, you know, has its journey. So I've always sort of been quite. My head's been always quite down to the street in that respect, you know.
What other things in your life at the moment are exciting you, that you're really excited about, that you're doing?
Well, I'm working on some other projects. I'm working on a TV show with Danny Boyle at the moment. He's amazing, and that's really
cool.
Exciting because I'm a big fan of his, and you know, and we've collaborated a little bit in the past, but this is really, really cool.
Have you done TV before?
I'm excited about me, yeah, I've done bits and pieces, yeah. But not like this. So this is like a big FX show. So excited about that. I am excited about the record coming out, and you know, there's more stuff going on with that, and also about doing shows. I'm doing a load of stuff in Camden, where I live in London, in September. So, doing, you know, Uncle Live shows. I've done a takeover of a venue there where I'm doing programming a lot of music, which is more about where I grew, how I, when I grew up. So it's more like soul and jazz and funk and hip hop. Yeah, spinning plates as usual. So, yeah, lots of things. All good.
We're talking about the Generation Game actually the other day, and spinning plates. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us a little bit. We're about to play the track that you did with Mark Lanegan, with the absolutely unique and gorgeous voice of Mark Lanegan, Looking for the Rain. And it's got a beautiful video as well, beautiful film that goes with it. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's Doug Foster, who I work with. I've worked with him. He's an amazing video installation artist, and I've collaborated with him quite a lot over the last 7 or 8 years. And he's created a ton of visual content for the record. It's with, you know, the songs of Mark, and it features Will Malone on strings, who did classic records like Massive Attack's Unfinished Sympathy, Uncle's Lonely Soul, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, and then you've got Esper doing backing vocals, who did a vocal on the album for the lead song, The Road. So yeah,
Will you be touring Uncle a lot around the world on the back of this album, or is it just a few
lucky buggers? No, I'd like to. So I actually had a meeting yesterday with my agent about trying to work out, especially trying to get to your part of the world, which I'd love to get back to.
You didn't have to say that, but excellent. Woo!
No. I miss. You know, you go to these mad periods, and there's periods where I was out there a lot, and I haven't been out for a while, and I'd love to be back. So, you know, we've got a great record company there, and we've, you know, done some great shows there in the past. So I'd love to be back. So that was one of the conversations we had yesterday. So.
Just yesterday. You must agree, James, that it's wonderful to be alive when visual stimuli is at such a such a screaming peak at the moment. Are you enjoying the accompanying the sound, accompanying making art to accompany the sound?
Yeah. No, it's great. And you know, whether it's been, you know, sort of making records and vinyl and all the packaging, or you know, the video stuff, and you know, we've got more stuff coming. I love it. I'm really, really, and it's great to be back making a record where you've got, you know, this universe of stuff to work with. So it's really cool. Yeah, I'm really happy on that.
Still doing figurines?
Yeah, just released a toy for Comic-Con a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We re-released the first ever Uncle toy that came out in 1998.
Which one's that one?
It was a blue, a camo, and green camo Uncle 77 character. They were very brittle. They were on blister packs, and a lot of them got destroyed. But we just reissued them for Comic-Con with Super 7, really cool toy company out of San Francisco.
I'm just about to pop out of my pants because I've got one of those. The original, and it's lasted the distance. That's why I asked, because I love it. It's one of my favourite things. Still in the pack. Woo! Exciting. Nice. That's exciting news. Good on you, James. Hey, I didn't have to do any. Woo! Hey, the album's fantastic. We're going to play this track now with Mark Lanegan. Goodness gracious me. How do you sit in the studio and listen to that voice and not just drift off into the...
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing guy, yeah.
Congratulations on a fantastic album, The Road Part 1. And I look forward to hearing what happens next, man. And then please to take that advice.
So
have a bit more of a think about what you're talking about yesterday, I reckon. And come on down.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for talking to BFM, James LaBelle.
I can't wait. Thank you.
The Road is out today. Today, ladies and gentlemen, The Road Part 1. By Uncle, the brand new Uncle album. That was James LaBelle on the other side of the world.
time to get high. Turn your heads to the sky. We're burning in the heat below. With a thorn in the side and the ocean too wide and the avenues so long.
Looking for the rain
to fall.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.